University of Nevada, Reno, biochemistry and molecular biology professor Dr. John Cushman talked to me about engineering plant tissue in a way that improves drought tolerance. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
We found a gene that was originally described in grape berry development. If you think about wine grapes, they go through this expansion phase. It's called engustment, where this tiny little hard green ball turns into this big, luscious, succulent fruit. We were looking for a gene that causes expansion because we wanted bigger cells that had more storage capacity for a different kind of pathway engineering that we're doing called Kresley-Sen acid metabolism. And that's an adaptation that's found in about 7% of all plants. If you think of a cactus, they're succulent and they fix CO2 at night instead of during the day, and they save water by doing that. But this was sort of the first part of our experimental plan. And so we found this gene. We moved it into a common genetic model called Arabidopsis. It's sort of the mouse of the plant world. It's a genetic model. And we found that it made the cells bigger. That allows them to accumulate a bit more water. The leaves are about 40% thicker, which is not a big deal for most plants. Most plants can handle that, but they store it about 2 to 3 times more water.
Gives us hope for global warming. Produced by the Ag Information Network.